Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kunjalo impela singuye umngani singumsizi wansuku zonke. Sivuliwe incengo share nathi izwi, share nathi lokuNkulunkulu akuphathise kona. Mhlambe yinto nje yazi ukhulumile na uNkulunkulu into ehlezi la enhlizweni kodwa awazi ukuthi we share nobani. Ngikunikeza naye iplatform kolega and then usherenathi 0123341322 okukhona lokhu uNkulunkulu akwambulele kona sherenathi ungathumela nange WhatsApp i voice note noma u text ku 0826572729 ngithatha ukuqala nangu okay ya 0123341322 nangu buyile futhi okay uzo phinda buye futhi ya ngena futhi 0123341322 sithanda ukuzwa lawo mazwi amahle uNkulunkulu akuphathise wona o amazwi okuthi nawe bakubusise ngawo enkonzweni nathi sicela usherele ya isikhathi ke sithi 14:32 ngisakulindele ithi ngiye ngale ku Pastor Sean Setlare sizwe ukuthi naye uNkulunkulu umphathiseni kulolu suku.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Greetings to you Mama Nhlapo and the most beautiful listeners.
Good day
of the most beautiful and powerful and living radio station.
Amen.
The radio station that speaks and teaches about the good doctrine, the good word of God. May God bless you and all your colleague. And may God grant you the power and the strength and abundantly bless you through all the times. May the Holy Spirit, may the word of living mighty God, may the presence of God be upon you all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Mighty Ghost. Mama Nhlapo, this beautiful day, through the grace of the living Holy Mighty God, through the grace and inspiration, inspiration and through the power and the guidance of Holy Spirit, through the blood and the living word of Yeshua, Mama Nhlapo, I would like us to run into the hospitals to give the word of encouragement to those people who are in the hospitals, who are laying down on beds, who could not do anything for themselves. To those men and women who trust in the Lord, who lived for God, who worked so hard in their youth, worshiping and praying and glorifying the living mighty name, who worked in the kingdom of God today, who are in the hospitals, who could not do anything for themselves. I am saying to you today, God, He did not give you the spirit of fear. Now I will ask us all to go to the second Timothy 1:7. And then I will read it slowly. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of power, but God has given us the spirit of love, but God has given us the spirit of sound judgment. I will say, in your situation today in the hospital where you are, please don't hear the voices that says to you, you must insult God because God, He has no worth. I say to you today, God is relevant and God has worth. And God is God, He has been God before you and I were born. If you could remember very much well, in the book of Job, God, he has allowed the pain to take place in his body, but that does not change the love of God for Job. God remained loving him. All I'm saying is, you are laying in that hospital, please have a sound judgment, have a sound mind. Don't allow the spirits to come into your mind and tells you that you were saving him. Where is he now? Look at yourself. You are dying alone. No, do not. Just know that the greatness of God, the mercy of God is always with you. It's enough to take you out of the situation. Job, he has everything. He lost. His body was damaged, but the Spirit of God was still living in him. The Spirit of God could not depart him because of God is the jealous God about the men and women who love and who respect and who work for him. God, he's so jealous about men and women and children who fear him. The first wisdom is fear God. So I say to you, keep on praying. Do not lose faith. Keep on praying. Do not lose trust. Just take this as a journey whereby you've been put in the wilderness. Remember, it happened with our Christ. It happened with God of our salvation. After he was baptized, the holy living, mighty living spirit of holy living God led him into the wilderness to be tested, to pass the test, to show the enemy that God is always there for you. You shall fear none because you have been given the spirit of power. God, he has gave us the spirit of no fear. While you are lying there, this is a golden opportunity for you to put that faith on test. Put this faith on test. Yes, because there will be ways, voices which make you doubt God. Put the weight of God. Keep it. Keep it. After the prophet Elijah, after he killed all the prophets of Baal, the word of God says that when he was in the cave, there was sounds. There was a big fire. There was a big wind. The earth was cracking, all those things. But the word of God was not there. In silence, God spoke. I know you're in pain. This might sound not nice for now. But take your time. Don't listen to the voices. Remember that voice. Remember that voice that used to answer you when you were praying. Try in your pain. Take back your mind. Refresh. Rehearse. Meditate. All things that we're doing. While you still have power, while you still have that power, while we are praying God, while we're still a worship warrior, while you're still in that church, while we're still having ability to rid yourself the weight of God, while you're still strong to pray for yourself, call back those and just remember. Try to find out. Remember that still voice that used to answer your prayers. Now, please, don't hear God through the sound of pain. Don't hear God through the sound of depression. Don't hear God through the sound of self-doubt. But please, remember the word of God says, Mohawaka Olekan, my grace is sufficient for you. The word of God says to you, I've gave you the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of sound mind. You might feel like you are no longer loved. You might feel like God hates you. The world hates you. You are no longer loved. But in the 2 Timothy, the word of God says to you today, you've been given the spirit of love. What is the spirit of love? What is this spirit of love? Allow me to go with you through the word of God and tell, and let us talk about the spirit of love. May God heal you. May God give you strength. May God remind you who you are in Him.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.